Benson Community Gardens. If you have been reading systematically through the Benson Bulletin and arrived to this page, I admire you. I read the bulletin, but in a wild seed way for the scatterbrained. I scan the pages and land on a picture that speaks to me, like Gavin's two dogs that stared out from the page last month. My greatest enjoyment is the felt sense of connection and interconnectedness of community, where we story ourselves into the experience of our village. I was delightfully surprised with the article by Robert Field on our waste. I spent 2 days pondering the wonders of rubbish transformed into electricity. I could not consider reading any more articles until I had digested the news, and it was news to me. I had this nightmare of being drowned by landfill, like in that movie, Wall-E, where there were no more humans left on Earth because the rubbish had taken over. The article challenged me to be less critical of overstuffed grey bins and my own self-righteous attitude of a bin mostly empty. On a Monday, I sometimes trawl along the Carlow Estate roads looking for useful cardboard and plastics that could come in handy on the allotment. Last year, I found a great cache of cardboard in a skip. I was about to drag it down the road when the new owners offered to drive it all to the allotment. It was used to cover the beds for winter. The community allotment is a gathered space of hope that is emerging in an organic way. We want it to be a fun space for everyone to enjoy. It is built on a dream that nature, the earth, air and water nourish us, heal us, because we are a part of it, not separate from it. When people come down to sit or pick or chat, we get plugged into something much bigger than our individual selves. It is the experience that makes it real. It was the social anthropologist Gregory Bateson that said, "The map is not the territory." To read a map is not the same as smelling and touching and feeling the land. A bit like reading a menu, it's not the same as eating the food. On that note, we plan to laminate different recipes that use the herbs and veg on the allotment for you to photograph. There is a lot of sage there now. Try roasting gnocchi with green veg and sage drizzled in olive oil. We want to share the taste of herbs, tender beans, tomatoes, and the spinach that are growing there. November and December might be more sparse, but we are planning on putting a fleece over the perpetual spinach and the kale to keep their toes free from frostbite. There is also the robin that keeps the space entertained through the winter. Plans for the new season will be to grow more medicinal roots inside the polytunnel. They have such fragrant flowers, and the health benefits are enormous. Turmeric is a natural anti-inflammatory for joints, and ginger for our immune system. The outdoor mint is great as a digestive and dries well. The calendula flowers will be self-seeding over many of the beds and are used for creams and bunches of bright flowers. If you have any other ideas, we would love to connect with you. We run community allotment days on the last Sunday of the month from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. It is an informal gathering of helping with jobs around the allotment and learning what is and stopping for a chat. We have tools, so wander along on the last Sunday of the month and see what's happening. If you are interested in getting involved or to receive a monthly update, get in touch at bensoncommunitygardens@gmail.com, and that's written by Bridget Hess.